America's healthcare one American at a time.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mark Evans here today on Auto World, filling in for Bob Long. Bob, over on the other side of the studio, actually live doing his other talk radio program, will be joining us here in a little bit. I'm Mark Evans, been on the show before, of course, with Bob. I've known Bob for quite some time, and he asked me if I would fill in for him for a little bit. I said, hey, I'd be honored to jump in the driver's seat of Auto World and have a lot of fun with our listeners. Of course, I know a lot of you listeners out there have called in before. I've talked to you live, and I do appreciate that. In fact, it's because of you that we're here, and both Bob and I and all our sponsors, we do appreciate that. And again, the sponsors, I want to say thank you to all of them to make us, let us have this show, Auto World, and put us on GCN, and to be able to have guests and go back into the, like I call it, behind the scenes of the automotive industry. And I really do believe that back in the early days when Bob started Auto World, that's where he came up with the name Auto World, because he wanted to bring to all of us, our listeners and everyone out there, some of the little tips and trivia and everything that's in the auto world out there today. So what a pleasure to be here with you. I'm Mark Evans. A little history, how Bob and I met back in the late 90s. I had a talk radio program out here in Idaho. In fact, Bob's studio's in Boston. I'm in Boise. So from Boston to Boise, we are today. And sitting in Boise, Idaho, the football team, BSU, got to put a little plug in there for them. They're doing quite well. And yesterday went to the game here live in the stadium. And I don't know if you folks got to see them on the TV or not, but they're doing really good. The college that I went to kind of got to plug my own college there many, many years ago, back when I first started and learned how to do the auto repair business. And that's where I came from. Bob and I had my show here in Boise, and he had his in Boston, of course, on many, many stations, both of us. And we met up in Greenwich, Connecticut, back in the late 90s with Barry McGuire, McGuire's Car Wax. And we met each other then. Barry had actually asked us to come out to do our shows at Greenwich Concours d'Elegance. And Bob did his show. I did my show separately, and we met there and kind of hit it off. We like radio, both of us. Of course, at that time, I was doing auto repair, had a repair shop times three of them, and had two quick lubes, and I'm an inventor of a transmission cooler. So my plate was pretty busy, and Bob was quite busy with radio, and I was asked back then to come along and do some radio, and I did. And I love to share with everybody what I've learned in my history of automobile repair and the knowledge and everything that I've done in my life. And that's what I've done the past 30 years. I'm ASE certified. That what that stands for is Automotive Service Excellence. It's a certification that I've got quite a few certifications in battery and heating and cooling and welding. And back when you start as a young guy like I did back when I was 13 years old, over 30 years ago, so that kind of tells you my age, I started actually on small gas engines, lawnmowers, and had a great time trying to figure out at class in junior high, the career education. Started there and learned how to do it. And, you know, it's amazing. Today I look at my son, my kids, my youngest is going to be 22 years old. And it's amazing to me today that it's going by the wayside. I mean, these auto repair classes and welding classes and small gas engine classes, they're not out there anymore. And that's why some of our great people that we know out there, I know Jay Leno is one that is a sponsor of McPherson College. And he sponsors classes like that in order to kind of keep us going, all of us. And that's kind of neat. That's where I started. And I still am today. Mixed a little radio in there. In fact, that's how I got in radio. One of my customers back in the early 90s actually turned me into a local radio station here and said, Mark, we need to get on the radio. And because all you do all day long is field calls coming in, and that's answering questions and helping people, and besides repairing the cars. And that's how I got into radio. And but enough with that. Let's get on with the show. I got a great show for you planned. This holiday special, we're going to have a spooktacular show, and I hope you folks have carved your pumpkins for Halloween already. If not, do it. Get them out there, get them on the porch, and let's have some fun. Back to, on that note, I've got a neighbor that he decided, since he loves football so much, he's going to take a pumpkin and carve that big orange pumpkin into a football, and it is really cool. That looks just like a football, big, huge orange pumpkin. It's a football on his front porch with the He bought one of those. Instead of having a candle in it, worrying about fire and the kids coming through the door and catching on fire and all that, he put one of those battery-operated candles in it. So that's kind of neat. He's got it going all the time and kind of want to go over there and grab it and throw it back and forth and have some fun with it. We can't do it, but hopefully you got your pumpkins carved, and if not, get them done. But today here on Auto World, again, I want to welcome you, and you're our guest today. I'd love to help you. I've got the shop bay door open here, looking out at my cars and in my shop right now. My studio is right off the shop. The number here at Auto World to call in is 1-800-259-9231. And I do welcome email too. My email address is autotalkradio@yahoo.com. You can email me right now, and I'm in front of my screen. I can help you there if you don't want to call. But I do welcome you into the show to call also at 1-800-259-9231. Got a great show for you planned. Biggest thing that I want to bring out, I'm going to do a shout out. Literally, I'm going to call it shout out. And if you got a shout out, let's shout out. Let's shout out about something that either you like or you don't like about automobiles or whatever. Mine's going to be a little bit of a tip here. It's going to three letters, MIL. I'm going to shout out about the MIL, and that's going to be later in the program. Also, I decided to bring out the Auto World's repair tip. So that'll help each and every one of you out there. If you've got any kind of metal that you're driving, if it's a car or pickup or convertible or whatever it might be, the Auto World repair tip. So I've got that coming down in this hour for us. And again, another segment that I like to do, and I've had some people that said, you know, let's do that again, Mark, you like that. You know, everybody likes this. It's called Did You Know? And it's a little car fact, but did you know? So we're going to do that also. And what a beautiful, beautiful time of year going fall. We're in fall now, October. And a lot of the areas of the United States where all of us are listening to Auto World right now, we've got all different types of climates. It's been kind of messed up this year. Out here out in the West Coast, Idaho, California, we're a little bit warmer than normal, but we still have the leaves turning, beautiful trees and bushes. And one thing that I had asked the other day to me concerning cars, talking to a buddy, and he said, you know, my wife was complaining the other day, Mark, about the smell. I said, what are you talking about? You mean the smell of the season? And he says, no, we laughed. And he says, no, it's the smell of what's in our car. I said, what are you talking about? So I said, I'll be over and I'll take a whiff of it. And I was, of course, kidding him, hoping him that he's got a dog. So I said, you know, hey, maybe it might be something your dog did there in the back seat. And he laughed. He said, no, it's something other than that. I said, okay, I'll be over. So I went over and all I did, we started that, turned the heater on, and I got a big whiff of, well, it smelled like leaves burning. It literally smelled like he was out in his backyard with a big pile of leaves burning. And I told him, I said, oh, that's an easy fix. His car's 2001. I won't mention any brands, great, great car and all, but I said, you know what you need to do? What's happened here is that you folks, you and your wife, you've parked it outside. He says, well, yeah, she goes to work, she parks it outside underneath this tree. And I said, bingo, the leaves are falling because of the season. The leaves are falling down into the little grill work underneath the windshield on the outside of the car. She turns the heater on, and it sucks the leaves in. They crumble up into little pieces, get sucked in. And they get sucked up right up against the heater core. When we come back from this first break, we're going to talk a little bit more about leaves getting burnt in your car. And again, let's shout out. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
Ten miles east of the highway. I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, what car company has the best stereo system? Presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer. Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
I'm sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
The Long Drive.
So which car company offers the best stereo system? Well, according to Edmunds.com, it's Acura's ELS system. Here's the inventor, Grammy-winning engineer, Elliot Shiner.
To have Edmunds say that your sound system is better than all of the competitors, that was huge for me. And we came up against some pretty tough competition. That said a lot.
Well, TheLawnDrive.com, I'm Bob Lawn.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner, but we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is a time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't. And opportunities knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. I'm filling in for Bob Long this for the first hour here on Auto World. He's going to be with us here in a little bit. He asked me to fill in, and so I said I'd be honored to sit in the driver's seat and talk about automotive. I love it. I love to take your calls. definitely to help you with your car needs. If you've got a smell, literally, you got a noise, you got a tick, 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 or a knock, 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 give me a call. The number here at Auto World is 800-259-9231, and I do welcome your emails. My email here is autotalkradio@yahoo.com. Again, feel free to call in. We got Motor Matt. I got a he's got a nickname now, Motor Matt, sitting there just ready to take your calls. I don't know, Motor Matt. We must have like 16 lines ready, huh? Anyway, back to the leaves again. Folks, if you've got a smell like burning leaves this time of year, when you turn your heater on, you got leaves sucked up into your heater core. And like I was telling my friend, I said, the best thing to do you can get a wet and dry vac, open the hood, and you'll see a little plastic grill up underneath on the windshield there. You can unscrew that little plastic grill so you can stick the little needle of the wet and dry vac down that little hole and turn it on, and you're going to suck a bunch of leaves out of that area that's sucked up into the heater core. And at the same time, little tip, you can go inside, and if you haven't had this done yet, you can do it yourself and or hire it done from an independent or a dealer. And we have cabin filters is what they're called. And they are actually a filter within the heater box up underneath the glove box area. It's plastic box, part of the control unit of the heater and air conditioning unit, designed for anyone to go in there and pull this cabin filter out. And it basically what it looks like is a waffle air filter, but just smaller. And that's supposed to and will designed to pull all the antibacteria, all the mold and mildew and all the leaves and all that stuff from coming out into the vent, so we suck it up and breathe it and get sick, and that's what it's supposed to do. And a lot of us out there might not know we even have one. And best thing to do is, if you don't know if you have one, get in your owner's manual in the glove box. It'll tell you if you do or don't have, and or you can look for yourself. And the best way, just open your passenger door, bend down, look over by the glove box, look up, and you'll see the plastic box, and that plastic box will. Some cars actually have the cabin filter name molded right into the plastic, and if it doesn't have the name, then you'll actually see molded plastic lines where literally you're supposed to actually cut the plastic to get the cabin filter out. So, and then we go back in with black silicone or whatever color silicone, that color of that box is, to set that up, and so you're good to go. And that should be done. I'd recommend it every 3 months, because in the summertime, depends on the climate you're in, but in the winter or summer, the folks in the winter climates have their heater on full blast. In the summer climates, you got the air conditioner on, and the air conditioner will actually, we've talked about this on the show before, Bob and I, about the air conditioning lines. They freeze up. The AC condenser that's in there in that box freezes up, and then when you turn the car off and it's hot outside, it melts the condensation, turns into a mold, moisture, which turns into mold, and that's what that cabin filter is there for, is to absorb that green mold so it doesn't come out the vents and get you sick. So I helped my friend the other day by doing that. I thought I'd share that with all of you and get you so you don't smell like you're burning leaves. You know, it's a good time of year, but not in your car, you know. But anyway, I want to do the shout out now. I want a shout out. If you got a shout out, definitely, let's shout it out. Call in here. My number here at Auto World today is 800-259-9231. My shout out goes to the MIL. What that stands for is another name for the engine light. MIL, malfunction indicator light. And why I'm shouting out today about our engine lights is because without them in our cars today, we definitely would be in trouble. Literally, cars and trucks, and a lot of people might be saying right now, slamming their fist on the table or wherever on the couch arm and saying, Mark, you're nuts, you're crazy, why are you shouting out about my engine light that costs me money? Well, the main thing about the engine lights, folks, is if you don't abide by the law, which is your engine light, this is for you, the owner of the vehicle. If we didn't have the light, the engine light, the designers didn't design it with an engine light, basically the engineers also, then we'd be driving down the road with no light to tell us if there's any electronically controlled items that are bad. So then when it did start stumbling, missing, barking, the car backfiring to not getting good gas mileage to, you know, you'd have a billions of questions to call in to talk to Mark about here on Auto World, because you'd have a lot of, why is my gas mileage going down, Mark? Why is it bucking and snorting going up the hill? Why don't I have power? It goes on and on and on. So abide by the law, the rules. If that light's on, please do definitely get in and get it scanned. Today I know the AutoZone folks do it for free. Is one company, a lot of the shops do it for free today. To tell you that, you know, it's the most simplest little thing as a gas cap that could be bad. And that's just because the vapor, the vacuum that's in your tank. If the gas cap doesn't vent correctly, you'll have a gas tank that's ballooning up like a balloon, and then the engine won't get gas fed to it correctly. So it could be something that simple. But if it doesn't, back to the gas cap, if it doesn't breathe correctly, the gas tank, then you're going to end up buying fuel injectors because they got too much pressure behind them, and the fuel pressure regulator, which regulates the pressure, will get it go out on you. And on the Chevy Suburbans and Tahoes and such, that make and model, been there, done that many times. We've had to pull the intake manifolds off of the engines, and because the regulator is buried underneath there, and that's major hours. And you get in there, and then what do we find as technicians and mechanics and shops? We find a lot of carbon buildup, and you end up with more money being spent because it needs more repair. I've got a lot of wild stories that I've had happen to me in the world of repairing cars all my life, 30 plus. So that's why I'm doing a shout out to the engine light, to the MIL malfunction indicator light. Why I'm highlighting the MIL is because when some of you go to the shop, and or if you go to the AutoZone or the repair place to get it scanned, and they say, oh yeah, and they let you read the paper and say, hey, thanks, here's what's wrong. You don't know the codes. You don't know all these technical letters. And that's why I want to share that with you, to get that shot out there and help you out. And talking about designers and designing and engineering different parts of a car and how come and why, again, there's another shout out, huh? I mean, what would we do without, I mean, I would hate to drive the same type of vehicle that my neighbors have. Wouldn't that be like a wow factor if we all had drove the same automobile, the same car, the same color? It would be no fun. I mean, it's like wearing the same pair of shoes or same watch or same hats. That's not life, man. And you know, the love affair and the passion that we all have. I've got a lot of passion for cars and cars, trucks. That kind of tells you who you are. I mean, you know, you see the guy out there. It's usually guys. I'm not stereotyping here, but I've seen some gals too that had the big four-wheel drive high-rise pickups. And I see the guys with the little cars too. So it's the designers, you know. Thanks. I want to thank all of them. And boy, there's some awesome passion being shown now in today's cars. When we come back, hang tight. I got Did You Know coming up. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Attention homeowners, are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Mentors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Mentors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military carry manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We are live all across North America. I want to thank Mark Evans for filling in for me for the first half hour of the broadcast here today. I was pre-taping another show, and unfortunately we were having some technical problems. So, Mark, you did a great job. I was on hold there listening to you for a few minutes, and you sounded great. So thank you for filling in, and you were about to challenge the listeners. So why don't you do so? What are you going to do? Throw a trivia question out there?
Yeah, I appreciate it too, Bob, for letting me fill in. What an honor to fill in for you. I know you've been doing Auto World. It's your baby, you know. I'm kind of got your baby in my hands right now, so I appreciate that. I hopefully didn't drop your baby.
No, definitely not. 19 years I've been doing this show, Mark. Can you believe that?
Yeah, you're going to have gray hair sooner or later, you know that.
Well, I started when I was 8, you know. So.
Well, that was a compliment. You know, I know you're probably getting bald there too, aren't you?
Well, you know, unfortunately, they say the only thing I can say about baldness to all guys out there who are losing hair, and I have friends that, you know, lost a lot of hair in their 20s, and one of my radio friends, he ended up shaving his head, and the problem with folks who lose hair is that they have too much testosterone. So that's the problem. Too much testosterone causes loss of hair. So we can't help it that we're too much.
Yeah,
we got too much guy, you know.
Yeah. You're too manly, man.
That's right.
So yeah, definitely.
You were going to challenge the listeners. So do so.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, did you know, Bob, that 1937, the automatic transmission, as we know it today, was introduced by Oldsmobile.
Mm-hmm.
1937. And, you know, I I remember the back in the days, the two-speed Powerglide by General Motors. You know, only two gears. And being an automatic transmission, and today we've got, what, six-speed automatic transmissions? And
six, seven, eight.
Yeah. And you say, well, why? How come so many gears? You know, the two-speed Powerglide was great. Well, yeah, if you wanted, you know, 10,000 RPMs at your engine going down the freeway at 55 miles an hour. But, you know, it's kind of interesting that today's world, like I was talking earlier to our listeners about the engine light, is that the engine light is also connected to electronically controlled sensors that control our automatic transmission shift patterns. So it's a big thing, you know. A person could have horrible gas mileage just because their automatic transmission's not shifting correctly at the right times, and that'll cause your engine to overwork or lug. And especially if you're towing those toys, you know, up and over those mountains and those hills that we have out there. So that's, did you know for Auto World?
That's true, and I can tell you, you know, my generations and my families are wide, let's put it that way, because my dad, like me, was an older dad when I was born, and coming up here in 2012, if my dad was alive, he'd be 100 years old. And
wow.
So my dad actually had an Oldsmobile with one of those first automatic transmissions. What was it called? Hydromatic? Is that what it was called?
Hydromatic. Yeah, hydromatic.
And how many speeds did it have? Did it just have two? So it was just a two-speed. But he used to talk about an overdrive. Like, did it have, it was probably, he was referring to probably the carburation, like two barrels kicking into four barrels, or did they have that in 1937, well, Mark?
Yeah, they did. And they did have an overdrive, too, but that was, your dad was doing good. He had an upper level, you know, the luxury model of the Oldsmobile Buick.
Well, there you go.
You know, so and then Chrysler had the Torque Flight, so to compete, and the Torque Flight's still out there. A lot of racers love it because they're using it on the drag cars and all that. But you know, remember those days? You know, Bob, both you and I are old enough that, for some of our listeners, are gonna laugh at this, but we kind of snuck out the. Did you ever sneak out mom and dad's car that you're just talking about?
Unfortunately, no. Being an only child, I never got the chance to sneak out in my parents' car, which was a T-Bird. So, no, I did not. But we have a very special guest joining us. He was originally scheduled to be on Hagerty's Inside Classic Cars, and he's joining us here on my Auto World program, a program that's been on the air 19 years. This gentleman has been a great supporter of Hagerty's Inside Classic Cars, and I just wanted to thank him so much for that support and welcome him here to the airways of Auto World, Bob Sellers from Reliable Carriers. Bob, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I had Mark Evans, who is still with us, filling in for me as we were scheduled to tape that other broadcast, but had some technical problems. So Mark is still with us, and Mark is also an automotive talk show host and a certified mechanic, and Mark was telling me he's actually utilized your company. Is that correct, Mark?
Yes, Bob, Reliable, you folks, if I'm out here in Boise, Idaho, and you've actually transported some cars for myself and a couple of my clients across the United States. Do appreciate it.
Well, wonderful. I'm glad to meet you, if I'll be it over the radio.
So you're always such a busy guy, Bob. But tell us about where you've been in recent times. I was talking to Colin Comer and Tim McNear, some of the Hagerty folks, and they were listing off all the concours that happened in the month of September. And, of course, you and I saw each other out at Pebble Beach. It seems to me there's a concours someplace every weekend right about now.
It would seem that way. You know, we obviously can't cover all of them or be at all of them, but it's certainly, I think that particularly in the fall, there seems to be some wonderful ones. We were just in Fairfield, Connecticut at the Fairfield Concours, and right after Pebble Beach, we also were a participant in the Milwaukee Masterpiece, which is another very nice event that takes place in Milwaukee, and those folks up there do a good job, and as do the people in Fairfield. And so we're winding down, as incredible as it would be. I mean, we do about 42 events a year, so For us, this is a time when we finally start to catch our breath a little bit, and so we just went through a big run of 3 or 4 weeks of auctions back to back to back, and now we get a little bit of a break. I get to go to the office and catch up on all the work I haven't done. For me, it's kind of a good time. And although it's not automotive related, my daughter got married last weekend, so I'm a little busy with that.
Congratulations. That's wonderful news, Bob. And
thank you.
Of course, you are in the same neck of the woods that I am. I am about 25 miles outside of Boston, and you're more in western Massachusetts, in Springfield. And lots of great car people in this neck of the woods. Tell us about some of the auctions that you've been working with in the last few weeks. Were you out at down in Hershey at the RM event?
Yeah, I was at the RM event at Hershey. We just had a pretty good run. We started out with we did the Mecham event in St. Charles, Illinois, and then flew out of there and went right to Las Vegas for Barrett Jackson Las Vegas.
Wow.
And then Mecham Dallas took place the same weekend as Mecham Hershey, so we split our team up, and I went to Hershey, and the other guys went to Dallas. So, you know, it's been again, to your point, it's a very busy time. And but fortunately, as I said, we get to catch our breath a little bit. About the only auction we have left now is Auctions America has an event, a private collection up in Chicago in a couple weeks, and then Dana Mecham finishes up his auction year in Kansas City the first weekend in December, and then we finish the year with Hollywood Wheels in West Palm Beach, which is probably a good place to be the second weekend in December if you're from New England.
Absolutely, Bob. No question about it. And Mark has been to Pebble Beach before, and I was talking to Bob Sellers at the RM auction, Mark, and he was telling me about the amazing number of rigs that he had around the Monterey Peninsula. We'll talk about that and more about what makes reliable carriers the best in the business. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
December 7, 1941. Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942. Surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, Our handy 4 serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. We're live all across North America. My name is Bob Long. Mark Evans is also with us, auto talk show host and ASC certified mechanic. Our very special guest is Bob Sellers, the guy who runs Reliable Carriers, the man himself. And before the break, I was referring to our conversation in Monterey. I couldn't believe the number of rigs that you had in the Monterey area. Of course, there are so many auctions going on. How many rigs did you have up in that area this year?
We had about 80 trucks in Monterey, Monterey, Carmel, and Laguna Seca.
Amazing. Mark, how do you like that? 80 trucks.
Well, my first time that I had an opportunity to go to Pebble Beach, Bob, you know, quite a few years back, and it's still like that today. But when I actually stood there, I went, holy beep, when I saw the sea of reliable trucks, you know. And that's Bob, Mr. Sellers, I got to tell you, the truth is when I actually saw that sea of trucks like that, I said, I know that I'm going to use that company because
we're very blessed that the most important thing in addition to those trucks are the good guys that are driving them and women, by the way. And we're very blessed that we have over 300 of those nice folks out there taking care of people's cars and making sure that, in many cases, dreams are delivered.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the difference between Reliables and some of the other carriers out there. I mean, let's talk about the rigs and let's talk about the drivers. The Reliable difference, point out some of the big differences between your company and some of the other ones out there.
Well, you know, the number one thing that comes to mind is the fact that we are without a doubt and without any equal, the largest enclosed carrier in the country. We have over 325 units, and if you put all of my competitors together, you know, you probably wouldn't equal 325. So, you know, what that provides for our customers is our ability to move cars very quickly. There's hardly a point in the United States during the day that you couldn't look at our satellite and take a look at where our trucks are, and it sort of looks like when you take a look at the air traffic control in the U.S., you see all those dots all over the place. You know, we look very similar. We, in our main dispatch office in Canton, Michigan, we have a huge 60-inch screen up on the wall, and it's easy for everybody to walk by and see where all the trucks are. It's pretty impressive when you look at that map and know that, you know, we can be anywhere from Boise, Idaho to the Keys in Florida all the way to Holden, Maine, and everywhere in between. So, you know, the benefit to the customer, of course, is that by having that many trucks and that many trucks moving around the country, we can move the cars a lot quicker than anyone else. And that also goes to the auctions. When we go to an auction or when we go to Pebble Beach, I mean, we're able to bring 40, 50, 60 trucks to an event and get everything out in a very timely fashion. And if you're an auction guy, you know, you just spent $100,000 on a car, obviously you'd like to get it home as quick as you can. So you want to see something for that check you just wrote.
Very good point. And, of course, another thing that really separates Reliable from some of the others, your insurance coverage and the rigs themselves. I mean, these aren't just empty tractor trailer trucks. These are specifically designed for the purpose of hauling sometimes million-dollar vehicles.
That's a good point, Bob. I mean, two things. One is the trailers themselves are, I mean, we implement upgrades to them every time we buy some, and we've been very blessed that this past year has been very good for us, and we built 30 new trailers this year to add on to the fleet because, honestly, business has been that good. But our trailer is road ready. That's a $175,000 investment, one trailer. With all the articulating
wow.
racks, we have a 10,000-pound lift gate on the rear end so that every car is level loaded. All the trailers are air ride so that we try to give everybody a smoother ride as they possibly can. And, so all that goes into, you know, making sure that we've got the best piece of equipment to handle just about any car or motorcycle or in sometimes boats. You know, we jokingly say if we can get it in the trail, we'll take care of it for you. And then we back all that up with the highest insurance coverage in the industry. We carry $5 million of cargo insurance on every trailer. And in those situations where we need to have a little bit more, we're blessed because of a good safety record and because of all those wonderful folks that are out there taking care of those tractors and trailers for us. We can go to $10 million worth of cargo insurance with just a phone call.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, we can offer to the collector and to other people that piece of security that not only do you have the right equipment to get the job done, you've got the right people doing it, people that care about your car, understand the right way to transport it. And then, God forbid that something were to happen, we've got the insurance coverage behind us to make sure that if something were to happen, you know, we're going to take care of it. It's going to be taken care of as expediently as possible. You don't have to worry about, you know, waking up one day and finding out that, well, my carrier has no insurance, which unfortunately a lot of folks out there running around without the appropriate cargo insurance to take care of something.
Wow, that's scary. And, Bob, I know in addition to hauling the vehicles to auctions and to Concours events, you also work with the car companies in hauling some very, very rare one-off concept vehicles. And that's no small responsibility because sometimes those are, you know, the work of some highly skilled individuals and cannot be duplicated.
We are the carrier of the big three automakers as well as most of the manufacturers, foreign included. And we do haul a lot of prototypes, a lot of one of a kind. I mean, we've been hauling cars that no one's going to see for 3 or 4 years. So there's a couple things. We also have in our fleet, we've got 15 temperature controlled trailers because believe it or not, even though with all the wonderful technology available today, they still build clay models.
Yep.
There's still a lot of work going on, as you know, with hybrids and battery operated cars and things of that nature. And particularly in the experimental stage where some of those cars haven't really been tested yet, they have to be hauled at a constant temperature just to make sure, you know, nothing unfortunate were to happen. So we do a lot of that. You know, a big part of that is discretion as well. You know, a lot of what we get paid for is to make sure that when that car goes from point A to point B, nobody knows where it's going and nobody knows what it is. And so we're very conscious of that. We take that responsibility very seriously. Our drivers do. And so one of the reasons we're trusted with a lot of that is not only do we know how to take care of it, but we also know how to keep very quiet about it. So that the 2012 whatever still is a surprise in 2012.
Oh, that's great. And Bob, being based in New England, I mean, they used to call them snowbirds. I guess they still do, but there are a lot of folks that go down to Florida or South Carolina from New England here, or a lot of folks that go to Arizona for the winter, and I'm sure you have a good, strong client base with those folks as well.
We do. We have a wonderful, steady stream of folks, to your point, that burn up and down 95 on their way back and forth to Florida. We also do a pretty good business out of the Midwest. I happen to live in New England, but our company's based in Michigan, so we move a lot of folks back and forth between the Midwest and there. And then your point's well taken. A lot more people have gone to the West, Arizona, California, New Mexico is another popular spot or is emerging as a popular spot. So there's a lot of folks that just, you know, and all of us, I count myself as one of them, all the baby boomers that are getting a little bit older now, you know, we just don't want the winter anymore. We've had enough. The car leaves and then they go along behind. And what's great about that is that people can, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, people really want to drive their own car, something they're familiar with and comfortable with. And we allow them, because it's an enclosed carrier, they can load it up with some valuables and clothing and stuff like that that would be difficult to take on the airplane with them. And when they get to the other end, you know, not only is the car there, but, you know, in some cases, the house plants and whatever else. So, you know, it's really a pretty good way to get it back and forth. And, you know, a lot of people make that evaluation and look at if they're going to be somewhere for 3 or 4 months, what it's going to take to rent a car. At the end of the day, us moving it back and forth is a pretty good value.
Absolutely. Before we go any further, Bob, let's make sure and give out the official website for Reliable Carriers as well as the telephone information.
Well, it's pretty simple. It's as you would expect. It's reliablecarriers.com. And our toll-free number is 800-521-6393. And that'll get you to some nice folks that can help you over the phone. Or if you go to our website, we're pretty proud of the website. It's pretty interactive. Let you know an awful lot about the services we provide, a lot of the events that we've done over the past year, highlights a lot of the charitable things that we do. We support a lot of charities. We just did a moved a car for Operation Men, which is a wonderful thing for soldiers who are recovering from injuries from Afghanistan and places like that. So it's good stuff.
Well, Bob, we're going to have you back on Auto World here real soon. In the meanwhile, congratulations on the wedding of your daughter, and we thank you for your time here today.
Bob, thank you for having me on, and hey, Mark, thanks for your business.
Hey, Mark, hang with us into hour number two as well. This is Bob Long thanking you for joining me for this hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.